To lure audiences back to the movies, theaters offer more than just popcorn, soda, and candy. Today we get a preview of the newest concessions from NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. She was at a convention for movie theater owners in Las Vegas this week.
At CinemaCon's trade show floor, vendors were showing off a new video game for movie theater lobbies. You try to fill up 50 virtual slushy cups in 42 seconds. Reps for several bowling and billiards companies were also here to pitch to exhibitors. With bowling alleys, arcades, and pickleball courts, more and more movie theaters are entertainment centers. This year's trade show also featured the latest luxury zero-gravity recliners with seats that massage your back. Also the latest laser projectors, robot vacuum cleaners, and concession stand treats, like the new flavors of Dippin' Dots ice cream.
We just announced our limited-time-only flavor of Hawaiian Crumble. It's going to be in all AMC theaters. Right in time for Lilo and Stitch.
Next to Brian Carney, National Account Manager for Dippin' Dots, was Jason Pope, National Territory Manager of Icy. He showed off a new sweet Icy concoction.
And now we're getting on to the dirty soda trend, which is kind of taking over. And so now we're making dirty Icy. He's putting in some coconut cream to our Minute Maid Lemonade Icy, and then some boba bursting pearls on top of that as well.
With more theaters offering alcohol, the cocktail company Bartesian demonstrated its premium single-serve on-demand drink-making machine.
Who wants a Mai Tai?
Who wants a Mai Tai?
Anybody?
Of course, there's popcorn. Andrew Creeders runs the company Creeders with his siblings, supplying popcorn machines to theaters in more than 150 countries.
The company was started in the Chicago area by my great-great-grandfather. He patented the first modern-day popcorn machine in 1893.
He was in Las Vegas showing off their new energy-efficient induction popcorn poppers. But the latest popcorn trend is collectible movie-themed buckets. The Australian company Zinc showed off its containers shaped like R2-D2 from Star Wars, the skull from Alien, and the sandworm from last year's Dune Part 2, which went viral.
When this came out, the Dune bucket, it just opened the floodgates.
Rod Mason is Zinc's vice president of business development. He says, like movie theaters, his business took a hit during the COVID-19 pandemic and again when films were delayed by the Hollywood writers and actors strikes. Mason says fun concessions are just one way to get audiences used to streaming movies back into theaters. But it all comes down to content.
No matter how many great popcorn containers and drink containers we do, if the movie doesn't perform, you know, it's disappointing for the cinema owners.
Mason says he's looking forward to a box office boost this summer. Among Zinc's upcoming collectible cups are some topped with a mini race car helmet, like the one worn by Brad Pitt in the upcoming movie F1. They'll be in theaters in June. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Las Vegas.
The chocolate bars and the candy, so let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.